Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, September 16th, 2020. Are you too busy to sense God's presence? I'm at a place in my life where I relish the times with my Lord in the mornings. I am a writer, speaker, and teacher, and need desperately to stay connected with Him in His Word. But the busyness of life can greatly disrupt those precious times. I especially recall the time I moved out of state. With all the details and aspects of moving and then immediately going away on a 10-day trip, it's no wonder that I had a hard time concentrating on reading God's Word and quieting my mind and heart before Him. I often found myself apologizing to the Lord for my distracted heart and begged Him to help me settle down so I could commune with Him. Sometimes I was able to, other times not so much. It's very hard for a AAA personality type to sit still, especially under these types of circumstances. I knew that God understood and forgave me, that I'm just human, and that all this craziness was just for a short season. But the thing is, I missed those times with just the Lord and I, without all those things vying for my attention. I missed just relaxing with my Savior and savoring His presence. And you know what? I think He did too. Now don't misunderstand me. I never felt like God had left me during those times. I knew He was there because He Himself said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. Nor am I saying I always feel His presence when I'm not busy. But through many hours of daily, consistent times alone with God, I've come to a special place in my walk with God. I know deep down in my heart that He is ever present with me. That sense of His presence is simply a matter of degree and a conscious awareness of Him. What causes this variability? Circumstances, people, our enemy, even God Himself at times. But I personally think the primary factor is the condition of our hearts. If you're not sensing God's presence, then ask yourself, am I right before my holy God? Is there any lack of confession or repentance on my end? See Psalm 66:18. Whatever the cause, it sure is wonderful when we do sense God's presence. It dispels fear, doubt, and gives us joy, peace, and contentment. Do you have a sense of God's presence? Perhaps you have never experienced this type of closeness with God, or only to a small degree. Is this type of intimacy available only to a choice few? No, it is available to all who desire it. In fact, God wants that closeness with you. Yes, you. He created you for that very purpose. He wants you to know and have the awareness of His love and care. I've dedicated my life to helping others know this amazing truth. How do you get to this place? First, by understanding that this is a love relationship entered only through believing in Jesus Christ's redemptive work for you personally. Secondly, a love relationship takes time, effort, and a commitment on both ends to develop. God does His part. Will you do yours? I've written about it in my first book, Our Knowable God, Learning How to Relate to Our Invisible Lord. I've been walking with Jesus for 35 years now, and I can wholeheartedly tell you He is worth knowing. So until next time, my friends, guard your time carefully and devoted to the Lord. He will reward you greatly with a sense of His presence. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. Psalm 34:8. By the way, I have a brand new resource to help you experience more of God's presence. You can get your free copy by clicking on the link in the text.